Welcome back to What Would Sam Say? This is your host, Sam. Well, I have a bit of sour news, maybe, but I will no longer be doing a podcast. My husband has felt troubled, maybe, if I don't know. Well, I don't know, troubled is the word, but he preaches against you know, being loose and carefree on the internet. He preaches that you should be very careful of what you do on the internet and how much you're on the internet. And he's been a little bit indecisive how he felt about podcasting. You know, he got into it not really thinking about it. And then as of late, just been kind of contemplating, you know, what about our influence? And, you know, for people who aren't, don't have a lot of you know, spiritual sense, or I don't know what the right word is, but people who just, who have a hard time drawing the lines. So, because this is his point. Once you do something, you sanction all of it. And there's a lot of podcasts I wouldn't want people from my church listening to. They're bad. But at the same time, it's not a conviction. It's not like we think it's evil or bad or wrong. It's just we are taking a step back. We're getting out of it. We're looking at it. We're kind of trying to be careful, you know, not to get involved in something that we can't really control or that goes a step too far for some. So, and when my husband takes a stand, I feel like I need to back him up and do the same. He never told me to stop doing my podcast when he stopped doing his. He just kind of, you know, he said, well, this is why I'm not going to do mine anymore. And he left it. But I feel like, you know, when a pastor preaches a certain way and his family lives a totally separate way, it can be a damper on his ministry. And so I try my best. Sorry, I have a cold. I try my best to do what he preaches. He's my pastor. And I want to be careful. So we don't think it's evil or wrong or bad. In fact, I promised Drew, my brother-in-law, who has a podcast that I would give a shout-out to, and he does have a podcast, and it is called Presidential Hopefuls. It's kind of a funny one, I think. So, check it out. And I still have a good friend of mine, Timmy Miller. In fact, we get to go be with him and his wife here pretty soon. And he still has one called Christ in the City. There you go. And so, I'm not saying it's bad or wicked. We're just being careful. We're stepping away from it. Just for our influence sake, and just because we're just trying to be careful. You can't help what you hear and see. But when you go places or whatever, but you can help what you hear and see when you're surfing the web and stuff, because you don't have to. You know, it's not necessary. So we're trying to be careful. We love y'all. And everybody who listens and came up to me and said, oh, I like it, or emailed me or anything like that, you guys still better be my friend, even though I'm not doing this anymore. If you guys just all of a sudden stop being my friend, I'm going to be pretty upset. but it's just for careful sake. And also, I do have a one-year-old, and I am pretty busy aside from being a mom. So it's been kind of, it's been hard to do sometimes. Sometimes my husband gets home and I'm like, will you watch her and I'll go do this? And it's just, you know, I don't have time sometimes. But I was still going to do it in spite of that. But then when my husband said that, it was just like, okay, bad on bad. Let's just call it quits. And I don't know if this is bye forever or just bye for now, but I just want to say bye-bye. That's what my nephew always said is bye-bye. So I'm going to say bye-bye. And if I come back, it'll still be What Would Sam Say, and it would still be the same stuff I'm doing right now. And I will for sure email everybody that's emailed me when I do that. But if I don't, well. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work out, but it will work out. So I guess I still love y'all, and I'll see some of you around. And if I don't see you, contact me, because I know most of you have my number. And if you don't, all of you have my email. So stay in contact. All right. Well, see you later.